Okay, grown-ups, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the Girl Tales sponsor. One of my new favorite children's books was just released. It's called Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away. It's written by Newbery Award-winning and New York Times best-selling author Meg Medina, and it is beautifully, beautifully illustrated by Sonia Sanchez. This book tells the story of the day Daniela's best friend, her mejor amiga, Evelyn Del Rey, has to move away. I could go on and on and on about how much I love this book, but I decided the best way to tell you about the story is to read the story. So I invited my friend Adriana to read the beginning of it for you. Enjoy.
Today is not like any other day. Evelyn Del Rey is my mejor amiga, my numero uno best friend. Come play, Daniela, she says, just like she always does. Just like today is any other day. So I bundle up and cross the street. A big truck with its mouth wide open is parked at the curb, ready to gobble up Evelyn's mirror with the stickers around the edge, her easel for painting on rainy days, and the sofa that we bounce on to get to the moon. She is waiting for me inside the iron doors. Then we climb the steps two at a time, just like we always do. We sneak past grouchy Mr. Miller's door and wave to Mr. Sue, who's feeding pigeons from the hall window. Señora Flores gives us each a cookie and says, "It's the big day," when we walk by. I wish it were, just like any other day.
If you'd like to read the rest of this story, grown-ups, Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away is available wherever books are sold.
Hey, Tailblazers, it's your host, Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales. Okay, so a lot of you have already heard this story, but a lot of you haven't. So I wanted to rebroadcast it or play it again for you. This is Rudy the Female Reindeer by Delaney Yeager. It was one of our first fairy tales back in 2017. And the sound quality isn't as good as our sound quality now, just because we were so new and we were still figuring out how to make a podcast. But the story and the acting and the writing is just so, so good. It's really one of my favorite stories, and it's a Christmas story. If you would like to see Rudy the Female Reindeer live, we will have a reading of it in Williamsburg, Brooklyn this Sunday, December 8th at 12:30 p.m. We would love to have you there if you are in New York City. It's a special event that we're putting up with Drag Queen Story Hour, where you'll be able to take professional holiday photos with drag queen Mrs. Claus. You can get your tickets at girltalespodcast.com/events, and I will leave a link for you in our show notes. So I'm going to make this intro really short and sweet, just so you can enjoy your holiday story of Rudy the Female Reindeer by Delaney Yeager. Enjoy.
Cast of characters. Rudy S. Jingleton, a vibrant, headstrong little reindeer and the heroine of our story. Although fun, whip-smart, and lovable, Rudy's stubbornness can get the best of her. Mom Jingleton, Rudy's mom. Dad Jingleton, Rudy's dad. Santa Claus, he's Santa Claus. Mrs. Claus, she's Mrs. Claus. And then there are all of the other reindeer. You've got Dasher, he loves running. Dancer, he loves dancing. Prancer, he's more into prancing. Vixen, he always smells like Vicks VapoRub. Comet, he wants to be an astrophysicist when he grows up. Cupid, he's always fallen in love with somebody. Donner, he's considered the leader of the pack. And Blitzen, Blitzen, he loves chocolate fudge. And finally, yours truly, Frosty Tips the Snowman. That's Snowman. M-A-apostrophe-A-M. Don't get it twisted. Frosty is a fabulous snow person who narrates our story. Frosty tries not to get editorial, but she just can't help herself sometimes. No shade. Setting the North Pole, where it's always snowing, it always smells like pine trees and hot chocolate. Time, December 1st, when the North Pole really kicks into gear. Elves are running all over the place, turtle doves are decorating the highest treetops, and our little Rudy can't wait for the day she's been looking forward to since she was just a babe. So gather round, perk up those pointy little ears, and take a listen to the story I like to call Rudy, the Female Reindeer.
Good morning, North Pole!
Good morning.
Hola, Rudy.
Hey, Rudy.
Bonjour, Rudy.
One day till tryouts, a big Santa tryout. So yeah, baby, tryouts I've been preparing all year and for even longer than that. Oh, hey, my reindeer friends.
Do you think there'll be a written test, too?
Do you think we'll be paid in fudge?
Hey, guys, what are you talking about? The big tryouts tomorrow? Gingerbread man, I'm excited.
Oh, cool, Rudy. You get to watch?
Watch? What? No way! I'm trying out too, you turkey. Boy, oh boy, I've been practicing every day. Just think, eight of us little reindeer could be flying through the night sky on Christmas Eve with the big man himself. Oh, I can't wait to show Santa what I can do. I can fly like a, well, like a magical reindeer, and I can navigate like a compass. I can't wait! What? What's so funny?
You're funny, Rudy. You can't try out. You're a doe.
Huh?
A girl reindeer, doy?
Yeah, thanks. I know what a doe means. But what's that have to do with my trying out for Santa's sleigh team?
It just doesn't happen. Santa's never had a girl on his sleigh fleet before. I guess because does are smaller and probably can't pull a big, heavy sleigh and just aren't as good as flying as boys. But it's nothing personal. It's just facts.
Doy times two.
But none of that's true. I'm the same size as you guys. I'm just as strong. I can fly just as well.
Yeah, maybe you could be the first girl on Santa's... I couldn't even get through that sentence. A doe pulling Santa's sleigh.
You reindeer boys are wrong, and I know it. I'll show you. Santa will pick me.
Yeah, right. And I can fly. Oh, wait. I can, because I'm a boy.
Later that night, as Rudy had supper with her mom and pop, Daddy Jingleton could tell things weren't all plum pudding and poinsettias for Rudy.
Dad, if you'd been born a girl reindeer, do you still think Santa would have picked you to be on his sleigh team?
Rudy, what kind of question is that? We've always told you that girl reindeer can do anything boy reindeer can do.
And a lot of the time, do it better.
Yeah, but a doe has never been part of Santa's sleigh. And I really wanted to try out, but now I can't, because the boy reindeer are saying Santa doesn't pick girls because we're not as good at stuff like that. And maybe they're right. Maybe I shouldn't even try. I'll leave it to the boys. They can go have fun tomorrow at Santa's cottage, and I'll stay home and do what a girl reindeer is supposed to do. Diddly squat!
Rudy! Language! You know what, young reindeer lady? I've had enough of your whining. You have wanted to guide Santa's sleigh since you were a baby deer, and just because some silly reindeer say you can't, you're going to give up? That's not the Rudy I know.
But...
No buts! If you want something, you need to go get it for yourself, Rudy. How do you think your father became one of Santa's top flyers at your age? How do you think I made partner at Frosty Claus, Hermie, and Jingleton? Did we sit around complaining, or did we work hard for it?
You worked hard for it.
That's right.
Actually, I just kind of showed up one day, and Santa was all, "Hey, Jingleton, want to fly for my team?" And I was like, "Of course," and I...
Not helping, Mr. Jingleton.
Your mother's right! Rudy, do you know what my name is?
Yeah. Dad S. Jingleton.
And do you know what your name is?
Rudy S. Jingleton.
And do you know what that S stands for?
Steve?
No. It stands for Speedster.
Whoa! My name is Rudy Speedster Jingleton?
That's right. Named after your dad, the Speedster. Because right when you were born, we knew you had your dad's flying skills.
And your mother's smarts. But Rudy Smarty Jingleton didn't roll off the tongue.
So, Rudy Speedster, are you going to try out tomorrow or not?
I gotta go practice!
So, when are we going to tell her that the S does stand for Steve?
Maybe after tryouts.
It was the day of the big tryouts. December 2nd, according to my advent calendar that I definitely did not already eat all the chocolate out of. And all the little reindeer in the North Pole were lined up outside of the Claus cottage, ready to slay those sleigh tryouts.
How now, brown cow? How now, brown cow?
Santa's sleigh slid slowly on solid snow. Santa's sleigh slid...
Okay, Rudy, you got this. You can do this. Who's got this? Rudy's got this. Who's got this? Rudy's got this. Who's got this? Rudy's got this.
Rudy Jingleton?
Yes, sir. Elfman, sir.
You're up.
Hi, Mr. Santa Claus, sir. My name is Rudy S.
Jingleton. I know who you are, Rudy.
Oh, of course.
Okay, Rudy. Relax. Don't be nervous. Just have fun. And show me how you fly.
Here goes.
And so Rudy soared into the sky. Girl reindeer pulled out all the stops. A double loop-de-loop. A triple tinsel twirl. A pine cone pirouette. A sugar plum soar. And topped it all off with a wondrous wintertime whirl.
Well done, Rudy.
Santa, dear. Oh, hello there, Rudy. Don't mind me, just here with Santa's hot apple cider.
Hi, Mrs. Claus. No problemo.
Now, what else do you...
Whoopsie, so sorry. I'm not here. Just forgot your ginger snap cookies, Mr. Claus.
Thank you, dear. Now, please, we're a little busy.
Of course, of course. Toodles.
Now, Mrs. Claus, please.
Ooh, that time I was just doing it for fun.
Now, where were we?
Well, I don't know where you were, Santa, but I'm itching to tell you that I, Rudy Jingleton, know the world like the back of my hoof.
Oh?
Oh, indeed. Santa, sir, I have a knack, nay, a gift for directions. My brain, it's like an atlas. I just love, love, love geography. Here, I can prove it to you. Give me a location, and I will give you its exact coordinates. Do you have a map so you can see if I'm correct?
Rudy, I'm Santa. I know when you're sleeping, when you're awake, when you've been bad or good. And I know when you're telling the truth or not.
Oh, do I, Rudy?
All right. Let's test this out. What are the coordinates of the Chrysler Building in New York City?
Chrysler Building, 42nd and Lex, right across from the Grand Hyatt, and that place with the super small cupcakes. 40.7516 degrees north and 73.9755 degrees west!
Whoa, ho, ho! Okay! What about the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco?
Okay, Golden Gate Bridge, cross the Rockies, carry the 4. 37.8199 degrees north, 122.4783 degrees west.
Remarkable. Now, a trickier one. Timmy Erickson's home in Lubbock, Texas.
Timmy in Lubbock. Okay. Texas, Lubbock, Texas. It's the Lone Star State, the Yellow Rose of Texas, the Alamo, Austin, Dallas, but Timmy in Lubbock.
33.5779 degrees north, 101.8552 degrees west.
And is Timmy on Santa's naughty list or his nice list?
Ha! That's a trick question, Santa. Only you know that information.
Oh! Ho, ho, ho! You got me! Just wanted to throw you a curveball there, Rudy. Well done, little one. I'll announce which one of you have been chosen soon, once everyone has tried out.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Santa. Bye, Santa. Bye. Thanks so much. Oh, gosh. Don't worry, other reindeer. I got them warmed up for you.
Please, like they'd ever pick a
girl reindeer? Maybe not back in the old days when my father, Dad, Speedster Jingleton was Santa's head reindeer. But the times are a-changin', boys, and I think you'll find
Okay, reindeer, Santa's made his choices. Santa's newest Christmas Eve fleet of flying reindeer will be... Drummer boy, a drum roll, please. Dasher.
Yeah.
Dancer. Prancer.
Yeah.
Vixen.
Yeah.
Comet.
Yes.
Cupid.
See.
Daughter.
Yeah.
And
me. Come on, Rudy.
Blitzen.
Hot diggity fudge.
What? Thank you to everybody else who tried out this year. You were all great, says Santa. Better luck next century.
But is that what? I had that gig in the sack. He said bravo ho ho. There must be some mistake.
Hello, ho ho. Oh, Rudy. Hello again, my dear.
Mr. Santa Claus, sir, I just wanted to, I'm just looking for some feedback. Why didn't I get chosen to be part of your sleigh? You know, so I can try again next century.
Well, Rudy, it was a tough choice. You certainly know how to fly. And your mind is magical when it comes to directions. But, well, Rudy, Christmas Eve duties are very serious. And that night can get very stressful. And I just had a gut feeling. A magic Santa Claus kind of feeling that you wouldn't be able to handle the pressure is all. I care about you, Rudy. I've known you since you were a wee little baby doe.
There's that word again.
And I noticed how excited you were in there. And I was afraid that would perhaps translate to, I don't know, nerves or anxiety when the big night came along. And that can be dangerous. So, really, I was looking out for you by not choosing you, Rudy. Mrs. Claus' stuffing is ready.
But
That sounds very fair.
Don't worry, Rudy. We'll wave to you from the sky.
There's always next century.
Make my wish come true.
Nutcrackers!
Hey! Watch where you're kicking snow out of frustration. Some snow people are trying to rehearse their Christmas carols over here.
Whoops. Sorry, snowman.
Don't sweat it, snow angel. Hey, why the long face?
Well, I'm a reindeer and our heads are kind of shaved.
No, I mean, why do you look so down in the deer dumps?
Is it that obvious? Well, Frosty Tips, I think Santa's being unfair.
Oh, no, you didn't. But I'm glad you did. Spill the hot cocoa, Rudy baby.
My tryout was flawless. I flew perfectly and with control and style. I even showed him how incredible I am at geography. I knew all the coordinates. I even got the trick question right.
But Santa still didn't pick you for his sleigh team, huh?
Yep, it's a boys' club again. He picked Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen.
The one who loves fudge? Listen, Rudy. I can't tell you whether or not St. Nicky was being unfair because I wasn't there. And Frosty Tips does not jump to conclusions. But I do know what it's like to feel unappreciated and left out. Which, judging from her gloomy gumdrops attitude, is how little Miss Rudy S. is feeling right about now.
Ain't that the tea. But Frosty, you're the most popular, most famous snow person in the whole North Pole. How in the world did you ever feel like this?
Back when I was a younger snow person, I stuck out like a polka-dotted candy cane. All the snowmen in the North Pole spoke a certain way, dressed a certain way, you know, corncob pipe, old silk hat, and some of them held a broom for reasons I do not know. They told me that looking and talking and acting like a storybook snowman was the only way. And as long as I, Frosty Tips the Snowman, was covering myself H to T with glitter or wearing feather fascinators on my head or singing Mariah Carey instead of Crosby, that I couldn't call myself a snowman. They wouldn't even let me go caroling with them. And Rudy, you've heard my pipes.
Wow, who knew snowmen could be so close-minded?
They were cold as ice, Rudy. But they didn't know any better. They just saw someone a little different from themselves and jumped to conclusions, which is why I, Frosty T, does not what?
Jump to conclusions.
Amen.
I'm just feeling so alone.
I felt lonely too, Rudy. But you know what I learned? That I was better company than all of those boring old snowmen combined. I didn't want to be a part of their group if it meant not being true to myself. So, I did me. I knew what my strengths were, I knew what set me apart from the others, and I embraced it.
But what about all the work I did? I wanted this my whole reindeer life. I flew and flew and practiced and practiced. I studied and studied. I did the work. And it was all for nothing.
For nothing? No, Frosty T will have none of that. Rudy, if I gave up after every no thank you or don't call us, we'll call you or no way, Snowzay, I wouldn't be here. You must never, not ever, never quit. You have to keep trying, Rudy.
But...
No buts, Miss Jingleton. You gotta grow a thick skin. You're gonna be told no over and over and over again. And over and over and over and over again. Just like I was. But I knew I was something special. So I kept at it. And look at me now. I've got wonderful friends, a brilliant career,
Jack Frost and I just put a down payment on a gorgeous gingerbread house. I'm as happy as a partridge in a pear tree.
So you're saying your life is what it is now because you never gave up?
Yes, ma'am. And I know you, Rudy. You're tough.
Hey, I am, aren't I?
Yes, ma'am. So, are you going to hide your cute, puffy little tail between your reindeer legs and sulk away saying, flying is just for the boys? Or are you going to keep on going?
I'm going to keep on going, Frosty Tips.
Atta, Rudy. Now let's see you fly, girl.
Thank you, Frosty Tips.
Go set the world ablaze, Rudy Jingleton. Except, not really, because I made of snow, remember? And so Rudy kept her head high, literally. She practiced her flying every day. She continued to stay up late reading her favorite atlas before bed. Nothing was going to stop her from chasing her dream. Then, before she knew it, it was the night before Christmas. And all through the pole, all us creatures were partying. Even this little mole. Ruby's stocking was hung by the chimney with care. She sipped cocoa and waited to hear Santa fly through the air.
Oh, I love, love, love Christmas Eve. The hot cocoa. The caroling outside our window. But more than anything, the countdown until we hear Santa's sleigh take off into the night. Just a few seconds now.
Rudy, honey, I'm so proud of you. You're being so mature about all this.
If I were you, I'd be too bitter to listen out for Santa's sleigh.
It's true, but you know what I realized? I could hide my cute, puffy little tail between my reindeer legs and sulk away saying, flying is just for the boys. Or I could keep on going. And I'm going to keep on going. I'm Rudy. I'm tough.
Yes, you are.
5 seconds. Five, four, three, two, one.
Well, that's odd.
Where are the sleigh bells? The Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. He's usually right above our house by now.
Santa's never late.
Oh, I sure hope everything's okay.
Everything wasn't okay. Back at the Claus cottage, Santa was running around like a nutcracker with his head cut off. Calamity had hit and nobody knew what to do.
Where in the whole wide winter wonderland is Blitzen? He's an hour late!
Santa dear, I have some bad news. It's about Blitzen. He's sick at home with a tummy ache from eating too much Christmas Eve fudge.
He was such a fool for fudge.
Oh no! We're so behind! Reindeer, do you think the seven of you can guide my sleigh without Blitzen?
We could, that's totally fine.
Okay, boys, you'll have to leave now if you want to get back before morning. Let's saddle up. Elf, the Christmas Eve sleigh ride checklist.
Yes, ma'am.
Sack of presents.
Check.
Hot cocoa and extra hot cocoa.
Double hot cocoa, check.
Safety winter snow goggles.
Check.
And finally, the magical world map.
Magical world... Go-oh.
Go-oh what? What do you mean, go-oh?
It's gone, sir. The map is lost. It was here this morning.
Oh, what do we do now? What do we do? I can't go up into the sky not knowing where I'm going. The children need their presents. They need me to spread Christmas cheer. Oh, Christmas is doomed.
Oh, Santa, don't be so melodramatic. There is a way that we can find an eighth reindeer and make sure you know where you're going tonight.
How, Mrs. Claus? How?
I believe you know her. An eager little reindeer, Rudy S. Jingleton.
Ooh! By gosh! gosh, by golly, you're right, Carol.
Carol?
Rudy is the answer. We need Rudy with her brain so bright to guide my sleigh tonight.
Then go get her.
Here we go. On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer. Wait, Carol, do you know how to get to Rudy's?
Scoot over, big guy. I'll drive.
Wonderful.
Santa and Carol sped through the North Pole to track down Rudy. The seven reindeer flew as fast as they could with only 28 legs instead of 32. Past the sugar plum orchards, over the candy cane canal, and through the forest of fruitcakes until they finally came to Rudy's front door.
Carolers at this hour?
Ooh, yay, I'll get them some eggnog.
Rudy?
Is that?
This is Santa Claus. Saint Nick. Kringle. Please open up. Santa?
Carol?
Reindeer friends? What are you all doing here? And where's Blitzen?
Rudy, dear, there is no time to explain, but Santa has something to tell you.
I need you to guide my sleigh tonight, Rudy.
Me? But...
No buts, Rudy.
Go get him, kiddo.
Okay, yes. Yes, I can guide your sleigh.
Rudy, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I'm sorry that I didn't realize how important you were before when not.
There's no time for apologies or heartfelt thank yous, Mr. Claus. We're 2 hours behind schedule.
Oh, dear. I'll never make it back by morning.
Well, sure you can. Mrs. Claus, aren't you coming with us?
Well, I hadn't considered it, but...
Can't you slide down chimneys, too?
Of course I can. I taught the big guy everything he knows.
Then what if you both delivered presents? Your Christmas Eve duties would be done in half the time.
Rudy, your brain is a Christmas miracle. How about it, Mrs. Claus? Ready to deliver some toys, dolls, bicycles, and tricycles?
Santa, baby, I was born ready.
Woo!
Yay!
We're doing it Christmas Eve, baby.
And just like that, Mr. Claus, Mrs. Claus, the reindeer, and Rudy flew off into the Christmas Eve sky.
On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer, on Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner, and on Rudy!
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night!
The halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Gone we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Trow the ancient yuletide carol, fa la 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 la.
Together, la 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 la.
That was Rudy the Female Reindeer by Delaney Yeager, starring Aaron Marshall Bob, Tessa Flannery, Russell Jordan, and Delaney Yeager herself as Rudy. Produced by Chad Shanai, executive produced by me, Rebecca Cunningham, with music by Eli Denby Wood and Aaron Marshall Bob. Happy holidays, listeners. I hope you have a wonderful December. And if you celebrate any holidays this month, I hope that they are so special and wonderful and you get to spend them with the people that you love. And remember, I believe in you.